If those notes bring back some memories and feel like a cure for any mid-March cold weather cabin fever, then consider Live at the Fillmore, actually live at the Masonic Theater in Clifton Forge on Saturday night, the 18th. This band is the closest thing you may ever hear to the Allman Brothers Band, a group of musicians considered by some to be the house band of producer Bill Graham's Fillmore East and West concert halls in the late 60s and 70s. Live at the Fillmore covers all of the songs of the Allman Brothers from their early years before the loss of Dwayne Allman in 1971 and Barry Oakley in 1972. I spoke with Lou Maresca, lead and manager, about their upcoming visit to the Allegheny Highlands.
We're looking forward to it because it looks like a beautiful theater, the Masonic Theater. I've read up on it about all the work that they've done and the Beaux Arts style of the place, and it looks gorgeous. We've played a number of restored theaters like this one, and they're always great to play in. They typically sound great. They're really warm. You just get a nice feel from being inside them, and we're looking forward to it. I mean, we always have a great show. Our audiences are great.
Lou went on to tell me about several shows they have lined up in the week after their date in Clifton Forge. They'll be playing in San Diego and San Francisco and at the Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollywood, California. This is part of a series on world's greatest tribute bands and can be viewed live on Access TV Wednesday, March 29th. Bands from the Allman Brothers era are sometimes referred to as jam bands. Lou Maresca looks at it more like this. Quotes, "My perspective on the music is that rather than free form in its structure, form, and content, it is a body of work largely composed after much trial and error and jamming in order to extract those elements, which ultimately become part of the finished songs. Anyone like myself who had the good fortune to hear the Allman Brothers Band back in the day on the same or successive nights will corroborate that though they did leave room for improvisation and personal expression, for the most part, the songs remain the same. This has continued to be our approach to performing their music." End quotes. Now, in a whole new century, that sound is coming to the restored Masonic Theater in Clifton Forge at 7:30 in the evening, Saturday, the 18th of March. Tickets range from $13 to $30, depending on where you like to sit. They can be purchased online ahead of time or at the door if any are still available. In addition to playing music from artists they are dedicated to honoring, Live at the Fillmore enjoys meeting their fans and those of the Allman Brothers Band. Lou Maresca concluded.
One of the best things about, you know, having this band is people that we've met along the way since the band was put together. We've made some very, very good friends, really, really nice people.
The website of the Historic Masonic Theater in Clifton Forge has all the information you need to plan for a rockin' evening, or they can be reached at 540-862-5655. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.